All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hardcore Traffic Tactics call. Now, it's important that you have the PDF to be able to follow me along on this. You can find it at mustclickhere.com/trafficmagnet.pdf. It's important that you stay with me. I'll tell you what slide I'm on, and I'll tell you when I'm advancing. What we're going to be talking about is becoming a traffic magnet, being able to attract all the visitors you want. You're about to discover exactly how to attract the right customers right now with proven, simple tactics that just work. No matter what, this is the one skill that you can always leverage into money. And the skill that I'm referring to is the ability to attract visitors, because if you can do that, it doesn't matter where you attract them to. It could be the ugliest site on earth. It could have the worst conversion rate on earth. If you can get 1 million people to visit it, you're going to make money in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't matter how you make that money. You could be an affiliate. You can be a consultant. You could offer a service. You could have an e-commerce store. It makes no difference. If you can get traffic, you can earn an income on the internet. And the strategies are relatively the same thing, no matter what you're doing. So I'm going to move on to slide 2. What you should all be looking at this point is a picture of a man in a hospital gown with his rear end hanging out. And what I want you to picture is me flying through a hospital in a wheelchair in that exact outfit. I wasn't quite that fat at the time. However, that's where I started. That's where my business began. 2 weeks prior to starting my internet business, 2 weeks after, I went into a coma and woke up paralyzed 10 days later and spent about 3 weeks in a hospital in massive rehabilitation in an attempt to regain the ability to move my legs and walk again. I was never told that I wasn't going to walk again. No one told me that, you know, I was an enigma and they couldn't believe everything, at least not until they couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong with me. When I came home in a wheelchair from the hospital, I found my first $1,000 profit in my bank account. And I knew after that I was going to make this internet business thing work. Prior to that, we'd been living on $1,000 a month. I have a wife and 3 children. And it was misery. And I just couldn't ever imagine going back to that. And the fact that I had made $1,000 profit in addition to the $1,000 we were living on, we doubled our money, and I wasn't even there. In fact, I was in a coma for a third of it. Since then, we built that business up to $500,000 in sales in our first year. After that, went into information marketing, teaching, consulting. I've written books. I've put on 6 seminars with some of the best marketing minds alive. I'm the former vice president of marketing for StomperNet. I left so I could do things like this and be here with you, because that's where my passion lies, being able to help people break through their barriers and make that money through understanding how to get traffic, because I understand it better than anybody else. The reason I understand it is because I actually do it. I have no staff. I have no long list of employees. I have a very simple business, and it works for me. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you that I don't outsource. I outsource plenty. But I pay people to do X. Here, do this for me. I'll pay you $200. Okay. I'm capable of doing anything in my business, whether it's design a website, create an ebook cover, create my products, because no one can create my products like I can. I don't outsource things like that. And that brings me to the point, which is that I can actually help you understand how this stuff works. Next slide, slide 3. What you see here is my reason. You see my wife, all 3 of my kids, my mom, my baby sister. At the point of most of these pictures, everyone in them was living with me. My baby sister has since moved home. She just got engaged. And that's not really the point. The point is that you've got to have a reason, even if it's you. To truly succeed, you have to have a driver, something to force you to do it, to get it right, to get it done. And for me, these were the people that drove me. These were the people that got me to a point of success because I didn't have a choice. I was so disabled, I couldn't do anything but this. And my wife had to be here to care for our children because they were too young to be in school at the time. She's about to lose it because our youngest is going into school. She's not going to know what to do. The point is that these people push me forward. They are my reason to succeed. And you have to have a reason for yourself, whether it's to travel more, to have the freedom to be with your family, the time to do whatever it is that you're passionate about, sewing, video games, going out and getting drunk, it makes no difference. Find your driver, find your reason, and all of a sudden you'll start doing it and getting it done. I'm on slide 4, and real quick, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the proof stuff. What I want to show you is just the simple results for my name. Ross Goldberg, 2.4 million results. And what I want you to see is what's called an authority listing. It's the first listing for my name. And it's an authority listing unlike anything I've ever seen anywhere else. I have not only an authority listing, but my products page is listed below it on the same website. It's listed twice. Now, my name would seem as though it's not something difficult to rank for. It's not a common name. My name is not John Smith. But for my name, I have 80 out of 100 results, and I'm not competing with nobodies. I'm competing with a doctor who actually writes in like medical journals and a New York newspaper author. And out of the top 10 on Google, they've got one. I had to concede a little bit, I guess. The point is that an authority listing is not very easy to get, and I have it. So next, SEO course. This I've had for 3 years and done. I haven't built a single link to it in the entire time. You'll see the third listing down is SEO Diamond. That's me. Slide 6, website traffic generation. The first video you see, me. The secrets to targeted website traffic generation. And I have a trick I'm going to share with you how I got that video to move up from number 24 to number 4. It kept the same ranking in Google Video. It's been number 1 the entire time for website traffic generation. I believe it's also number 1 for traffic generation alone. Excuse me, I had to take a drink of water. Next, and most importantly, slide 7. What you'll see is statistics for a website, March 2010. That was the month that I launched Traffic Magnet Strategy. That's my software suite that I've talked to many of you about over the last few weeks. And the reason that I'm showing you this is because for the first time ever, I launched a product almost completely by myself. Over the month of March, I had roughly 3,000 clicks from joint venture partners. If you take a look at those statistics, you'll see that those 3,000 clicks, basically the first 3 days. All the other traffic you see there was driven by me by myself. I launched that product on my own, and I'm going to show you how I did it in this presentation. But that's a lot of traffic to drive all by yourself, no staff, no writers, no nothing. I did it by myself. And mind you, my email list, it's not big enough to send that many people that many times. I only have a list of 6,500 people. So, yeah, not going to happen. Bunch of testimonials. The point in showing you all this stuff is so you listen. I don't want you to think I'm godly. There's no point. Simon Leung, Mark Joyner, the godfather of internet marketing. Lon Naylor, Jason Anderson, some of my coaching clients. I've helped thousands of people between my seminars, my best-selling traffic book. Bottom line, I help people, and I want to help you. So before I get into the actual traffic stuff, I'm going to kill the nightmare and the core thing that's holding you back. Stop looking for magic buttons. Again, we're on slide number 9. Success requires work. Every guru busted his or her ass to get where they are today and earned the freedom that they have now. And you are not going to get yours until you put in the work too. I'm going to give you a very easy method to get your ideas rolling so people see them. And that's the beginning core piece of making money online. If you can get traffic, that's all you really need. The sales will come in due time. So what I want to do is show you the easiest keyword research strategy you've never seen or heard of. This is slide number 10. You go to Google's keyword research tool. It's free. They've created it so people that use their AdWords program can find terms to bid on. And you put in your most basic terms. So for me, I put in web traffic. And I could not believe it when within the first screen, I found a keyword that I could target, that I could nail in one day or less, and have 600 visitors a month. That term is web traffic visitors. It's the third from the bottom. 600 visitors searched it during the month that I searched this. That's probably March. And how do you pick these terms? Well, first you've got to look and see that it actually describes your product. Okay, so many of the terms that I found didn't apply. So when you find ones that apply to your product, the only other thing you need to look at is the green bar. You see the green bars that are semi-filled, some are completely filled. That's the key. What that does is it indicates the pay-per-click competition for a term, but through an indirect relationship, it also naturally indicates the search competition. If people are willing to pay for it, people are going to fight to rank for it. However, when you find a term where the bar is anywhere between half and three quarters full, maybe even close to all the way full, but not all the way there, that indicates that people are making money paying for that traffic. However, if it's not that competitive in pay-per-click, it's probably not going to be that competitive for search engine results. So you should be able to nail that term with the things that I'm going to show you tonight all by themselves. So look for terms that match that type of situation. And you'll be able to get them in a few days using what I'm going to show you tonight. On to slide 11. Let's talk real quickly about duplicate content. Duplicate content does not exist. There is no duplicate content penalty. It's something very different and far simpler than most people would lead you to believe. Google focuses on relevance. By finding dozens of copies of a piece of content, they automatically give authority to the ones it finds on the best sites and ignores the rest. Those end up on page 942 for the term. So to clarify this a little bit, Google's going to pick the ones that have the most authority. So that could be the ones with links pointing to them. It could be the ones on ezinearticles.com. It could be a Warrior Forum post. It could be a scribed article. It makes no difference. The key is the authority. Because what Google wants to do for their audience, their readers, is provide them with a wide grouping of results that are not going to be exactly the same. So it naturally takes any duplicate entries and pushes them way down. There is no penalty. It's simply making sure that it provides relevant results for the people that use Google to find what they're looking for. That's it. Nothing more. It's not that crazy. Let's move on to slide 12. Let's talk about your customer for a second. What you should be seeing is a picture of former President George Bush scratching his head and looking, well, he looks pretty stupid. That's where your customer is. They go through this process where they're trying to find information of usually looking exactly where they shouldn't be. If they need a new office chair, they're going to go and look for chair. And they're going to find nothing even close to what they're looking for. Then they're going to go and look for office chair. And they're still not going to find it. It's going to be buried in some search, some e-commerce website 80 pages deep where they'd have to click 100 times. Eventually, they get to a point where they put in exactly what they're looking for. Leather brown manager's office chair. And that's where you need to make sure you are. That's a concept referred to as long tail. But what it actually does is it puts you in a position where this individual is so frustrated by the time they get to you that they just want to buy their stuff and be done with it. Give them a reasonable deal, and you've got the sale. Life can be overwhelming at this point. We're on to slide 13 now. And you'll see a big picture of a guy with espresso through going into his veins through an IV with his eyes all big red and bloodshot, and you see a bunch of other images with a guy beating up his van and a woman pulling her hair out, another one bouncing her head off her computer, and a guy about to crush his underneath a mallet. This is how our customers feel every day. It's frustration. It's too much information. It's information overload. And I'm not talking about an information marketing business. I'm talking about anything. There are so many things that are vying for our attention now. Facebook, Twitter, Farmville, our lives, our spouses, our kids, our families, our friends. Life moves dozens of times faster than it used to when I was a kid. Now, it's hard to keep up with everything. And the most important question on slide 14 is, how do we reach these customers? How do we break through and gain their attention? On slide 15, we talk about a concept that you've probably heard from me more than once. The one question. There's at least one single question that is being dodged in every single market. If you answer that question, you'll be worshipped. Now on slide 16, just to clarify, depending on your market, there could be a dozen one-question situations. Prioritize an attack, and I'll tell you how in a moment. Fearing an informed audience is silly. Give your audience as much information as they could possibly need to be able to purchase from you and feel comfortable. Because the more informed they are, the easier it's going to be for them to part with their credit card numbers and trust you. Answering the one question also gives you an opportunity to teach people how to purchase your products. You can address their objections. It opens up a lot of doors for you and then for them. On slide 17, how do we find the question? Go to yahooanswers.com, which is at answers.yahoo.com, and put in your most basic keyword terms. Now, what I've found through Yahoo Answers is that the people that usually give the answers there are the biggest dummies on the planet. However, we're not looking for the answers, and we're not looking to use the answers to do anything shady or crazy. All you're looking for are the questions that people are asking related to what you sell. So if you sell office chairs, put in office chair. If you sell make money online stuff, put in make money online. I went and put web traffic and found a dozen questions that people were asking over and over again and found that the key question being asked over and over again was how to get free traffic. That was the key question. Everybody wanted to know, how do I get free traffic? So that told me exactly what my audience wants. I didn't have to do a survey. I didn't have to beg for their attention. I didn't have to do anything. Yahoo Answers told me. Even better, take the questions you find, throw them in as Google Alerts, and get instant updates to your email box whenever someone asks and Google finds it. Again, if you've been with me for any period of time, you've heard me talk about that more than once. So another place you can find the one question on slide 18 is web forums. And here's the power here. Now, doing a survey, surveying your audience can be extremely powerful. But I don't know how to do it right. Because every time I did it, my customers, either they just loved me too much or something goofy happened because they didn't tell me the truth. They told me what they thought I wanted to hear. They weren't honest with me. Maybe it was because they knew I was going to try to sell them stuff. I don't know. But when I went to web forums and just watched them talk, I gained the ultimate insight because they had no idea I was there. They were comfortable. They talked to each other. And they weren't worried about me or what I was thinking. They didn't know I was there. They just hung out, talked to each other, and voiced their frustrations. And it was totally okay. However, they gave me all I needed to know to create exactly what they needed, and most importantly, exactly what they wanted. It gave me insight into the way they were thinking and their frustrations, their problems. So find the one question. Slide 19, you find the one question. What do you do with the answers? Well, slide 20 answers that. Many of you have seen this traffic process map that I've created. And I actually have a new version that's so big it wouldn't fit on the slide and still be legible. But it covers basically what a reasonable traffic strategy is. And reasonable in my eyes, I'm sure, is not reasonable in yours. It covers blogging, social networking, video, paying for traffic, article marketing, press releases, software marketing, outsourcing, mobile marketing. And again, every time I look at this, I see stuff that isn't there. I think forum marketing, that needs to be there. Viral marketing and the different ways that that can be done. And there's so much that honestly just got missed in this gigantically overwhelming process map talking about traffic and how we get people to our websites. Slide 21, I want to talk about the boomerang method. And in my PowerPoint, the kangaroo actually throws the boomerang, and it's really cool looking. But in a PDF file, the image isn't animated. So what I did in slide 22 is go over what the boomerang method is, at least the first piece of it. I refer to this as a campaign. Okay? You've got your money site, which is indicated by money. You put out three articles on a topic or keyword set, which we'll talk about in a moment, three videos, a press release, a podcast, and a blog. Now, you're going to want to have a core blog where you post basically most of this stuff. You can take your article, it's now a blog post. A video, it's a blog post. A podcast is a blog post. The press release, you could do a separate page. Point being, all those things should end up on your blog, which is why it's on the bottom. However, you want everything to lead right back to your money site. Then, you need to build links. So on slide 23, we've got some linking methods. Most article directories, well, I shouldn't say most, the good article directories give you an RSS feed. So every time you publish an article, it updates automatically. Most video sites give you an RSS feed. Press release sites give you an RSS feed. Podcasts are an RSS feed. I'll show you how to do that and set that up later. Every blog gives you an RSS feed. You can social bookmark almost anything that you want. In fact, it was a big, big deal recently that Digg.com, D-I-G-G.com, unbanned all websites that they had not let people dig. That includes easyandarticles.com and squidoo.com. By building links to authority sites like that, it's going to boost your presence even further. And then for your money site and a blog, a podcast blog as well. You should submit those to web directories. There are specific directories that cater to blogs where they'll even let you post an RSS feed. An RSS feed is so powerful because it gives immediate automatic links to new posts. New information gets it indexed faster. So it would only be smart to take that RSS feed and put it out there. Social bookmark your sites. Submit your sites to web directories. Now, they're not the highest quality, you know, best links in the world. But every link you get from every different type of site gives you more credibility in the eyes of Google and makes you closer to becoming an authority. Slide 24 is where the boomerang comes back. Because the farther you push your content out on the web, the more likely you are to reach your prospect. And where they find you, it doesn't matter, as long as it leads them back to the goal, to the lead capture page, to the page where they can buy something from you. So here's the boomerang. You throw out your content on as many sites as you can, build links to them, get it out there. And then the prospect finds that content and brings the boomerang right back. And the boomerang just happens to be their credit card. So when they hit you and they buy your stuff, say thank you. That's what this method does. So let's go over the individual pieces of each one. Slide 25 is easyinarticles.com. I want to talk for just a moment about article marketing. Now, there's a little bit of a stigma when it comes to article marketing, because with article marketing comes in content spinning. And there's a lot of different things a lot of people have to say about content spinning, but the simple truth is if you want to get the most possible results from the content you create, spinning your content is the best way to do it. But even if you are spinning your content, maybe you did it before I started telling you you should. The problem is that most of you do it wrong. That's where my content spinner comes in. I'm not going to hype you on products or try to sell you anything. That's not what I'm doing right now. The point is that my spinner spins by sentence. And here's why that's something that's valid and something you need to think about. Because by spinning by sentence, you can change your content enough that Google's not going to see it as a duplicate. If you spin by word, the length of your article is going to be almost exactly the same. And it gives more of a footprint leading Google to the next article saying, hey, we've seen this before. If you truly want to make the most possible impact, you want to spin your content and get better results from one piece instead of having to write 20 articles that each is only going to count two or three times. So that goes back to the need to create content. Now, I'm not against outsourcing. If you want to have people create content for you, that's great. In fact, I'm going to help most of you do that at some point in the next few weeks to maybe 1 to 2 months. I'm making arrangements with the best authors I know to get them to create content for my customers. However, for the time being, I'm going to teach you how I create content very, very quickly. It's a formula that I use to write articles as fast as possible, as short as 5 to 10 minutes. The first thing I do is figure out what the article is going to be about. If I know the keyword terms, that could be where I start. The next step is to figure out the different pieces of the article. What am I going to write about? It's basically an outline. So it could be just a couple words. And I list at least 5 of those. And usually anywhere from 5 to 8 of those different things. The next thing I'll do is flesh out just that basic idea, those 5 to 7 things, into a sentence. And that will then lead me, when I go back through another time, as to what I need to create as a paragraph to link these things together. And before I know it, the article's done. I go back through and I edit. I may create the title at this point if I didn't know what it was going to be to start. And I've got an article that's ready to spin, ready to release, ready to put out on the web. And it's just that simple. When you're doing article marketing, there's a strategy that most people don't realize that works really well. The first step, and this is always the first step is to put your article out on ezinearticles.com. It is the top article marketing website on the internet. Now, I'm not saying it's the best performing. In fact, I found recently that articlesbase.com blows the results out of the water from Ezine Articles. They just handle their SEO better, I guess. However, Ezine Articles is still important, and you want to put your article on their website first and wait until it's approved. Once it's approved there, put it out to other important article directories. What I want you to do when you do this second level blast is to test different resource boxes. You could do this and include it at ezinearticles.com. So let's say you put out to Ezine Articles, ArticlesBase, and GoArticles.com. And what you do is you divide the amount of visitors by the amount of clicks that you got in your resource box. And the percentage you come up with is going to tell you which resource box performed best. And when you have that number, you know which resource box performed better than the others. That's the one that you take and you put out all over the internet, put onto your blog, put onto Web 2.0 properties and create link wheels, whatever you want to do with that article. The next important thing you need to do is be mindful of your statistics, because don't just check for these three articles. You should be checking the most important sites, so let's say ArticlesBase, Ezine Articles, and GoArticles.com. Check to see which articles are getting way more views than others, because what that tells you is that that article is performing. If an article is performing, you need to put that idea out as far as possible. Blog posts, videos, press releases, podcasts, whatever you can create out of it. Slide 27, let's talk about press releases. So press releases are a really delicate science. They're hard. The reason that they're hard is that you have to cater to two audiences, and they're completely separate. Again, we're on slide 28. A press release has to cater to the media and to your potential prospect. But the media has zero respect for salesy language. Your press release needs to be very fact-driven, and it needs to be written in a certain way. And it's not something that most people understand or know to start, and that's okay. So Joe Schmo writes a press release. He puts it out on PR Web, pays $394 or whatever they're charging for their best release, and the results are terrible. Not a single sale, no one from the media calls him, and the problem is that he wrote his press release wrong. He snuck past the editors, got it published, but it didn't work. So Joe's pissed, and he needs results, so he reaches out to a PR expert firm and says, you know what, help me. And he pays them $3,000 to write a press release for him. It sounds like an insane amount of money, but it happens every day. Do you think people at Apple write their own press releases? I doubt it. So what you get to do next is get really smart and swipe that press release that he paid $3,000 to write. What happens is when people do that, they then pay thousands of dollars on PRWeb.com to rank on top. So they just paid not just a few thousand dollars for a press release, and yes, they really do pay that much. They just paid probably $1,000 or $2,000 more for their press release distribution. If you see a press release listed at PRWeb.com with 93 stars next to it, that's an indication of how much money they spent to get their press release listed. Swipe their press release. Now, if they're doing something completely different from you, then just swipe the way they set it up. But search your keyword terms in PRWeb and look next to the press release to see what they put there. If there are tons of stars next to it, that's something you should pay attention to. Slide 29. I want to talk for just a moment about video. Now, I know a lot of people are scared, as could be, of getting in front of a video camera. You don't have to. I've got software that'll animate an image. I've got software that'll change my voice. I have software that'll do image slideshows. I have PowerPoint where I can just talk into my microphone and record it on Camtasia. Video is limitless. And the content of the video isn't even all that important. That has nothing to do with how well you're going to rank. Google's tried to make it so it does, but it's the video algorithm is not perfect. There are some people who really have just figured this out. They get video. And the ones that we're looking at on page 29, slide 29, they really get it. The Evolution of Dance is the most viewed video that isn't a music video on YouTube. I believe it has over 1 million views. And it's just a guy dancing through the different eras in our time, all the way from the 50s to now. And it's hilarious, and it's lighthearted, and it's fun. Next is the Ha 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 video, and you see a little kid, and he's just happy. And on that video, his dad, his uncle, someone is making him laugh like that by making a bell sound. And the kid is just rolling. He's laughing so hard, and he's having such a great time, and it's a really short video. It's been viewed millions of times. Now, these last two videos actually have something in common. We'll get to it in a moment. David Blaine's Street Magic, the YouTube edition. You see the David Blaine lookalike looking at us, and what he does in that video is some of the most ridiculous and impossible things I've ever seen. The two guys that you see are flaming gay. Now, I've got nothing against gay people, so please don't mistake my saying that in that way as some type of sexism. That's not the case. But them being flamingly gay is really a big part of the joke in the video. The David Blaine wannabe has playing cards showing up in the cracks of their behinds and all kinds of other ridiculous things going on in the video. If you've never watched it before, it's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen. And it's actually a series. And David Blaine stalks these two gay guys and tortures them. So it's worth watching if you've got nothing better to do for a few minutes. Next is Chris Crocker. That is a boy that's crying and says, "Leave Britney alone," in capital letters with an exclamation point. Chris is very much gay as well. In fact, in his recent videos, he looks far more like a woman than he does in that one. Chris is laying on his bed, and he's crying about poor Britney, and this is around the time frame where she shaved her head and basically lost her mind. So you can see the ratings. They kind of suck. But this video went insanely viral and was attracting people all over the world. All over the world. And this guy has built a business out of this video that he created. Seriously, an entire business. He was on talk shows and just all kinds of stuff. It was absolutely ridiculous. So what does that tell us? I'm moving on to slide 30 now. If you watch the most viewed videos and copy what they've done, even if you apply it to your messaging, to your market, people are going to pay attention. For instance, when this video happened with Britney, Dr. Mike did a similar video. It was either John Reese or Frank Kern. Leave John Reese or Frank Kern alone. Do a search for it on YouTube. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And it was meant to be. It was meant to be a joke. It was meant to be fun. It was meant to be funny. And it was. So take note of what other people have done and see where you can apply their ideas to your business. When you're tagging your videos, I say use smart tagging to ensure you get every possible visitor you can. When tagging your videos, be sure you use your keyword terms and use them in a smart way. You don't want to keyword spam. You know, for instance, if I was doing a video and put web traffic, website traffic, free website traffic, more free website traffic, extra free website traffic, that's spamming. Make sure you use a tag once. So, free traffic. And then don't mention those two words again. Connect the words that you want to be noticed. So use 2 to 3 word terms together, but again, don't spam. What Google has done with the advent of all these new things like podcasts and blogging and video is given us the power to put keywords on our stuff again. They took that away for a long time. We just got it back. Let's not ruin it. And honestly, if you do, they're not going to give you any power anyways. Use the networking aspects of the sites to meet like-minded people and build relationships. I only follow channels on YouTube that I really just care about and really want to see what they're putting up. Put your videos everywhere you can and cross-promote on blogs and social networks. Don't be afraid to try something crazy. It might just work. Look into the advertising opportunities on sites like YouTube. And most importantly, if you aren't having fun, you aren't doing it right. Now, I'm going to give you the only video SEO secret you need to know. It's the only one. Backlinks. That's it. Backlinks. So what do I mean about backlinks? Well, linking is how Google sees votes for websites. The sites with the most links, the most relevant links, the most authority links is going to win. Now, it's not as simple as you having 3 links more than another website. Any of us that have been doing any SEO for any amount of time knows that, you know, a link from the White House is more important than a link from the gutter. However, I discovered a secret recently by accident. I put a video up on a blog, and underneath that video put an anchor text link pointing right back to YouTube to where my video was. That took the traffic generation ranking that I showed you earlier on just a few blogs. It took it and it shot it from number 24 to number 4. That's a huge jump. We're talking no traffic to traffic. Not only is it number 4, but it's the first video on that page. So it gets tons of clicks. I haven't even looked lately at how many it's gotten, but it's plenty. Ranking number 1 for traffic generation has gotten it a lot of traffic, and it's made me quite a bit of money. So now let's move on to slide 31. Facebook. We're going to talk a little bit about social networks, but Facebook is my favorite social network because it does something none of the others do. Well, some of the others try, but Facebook does it better than anyone else. I've added maybe 100, 120 people as friends on Facebook. Any of you could go look right now. I have 4,400 friends on Facebook today. And that was all because of Facebook. And I did it completely by accident, having no idea what changes Facebook was going to go through. What I did was I added my friends, who all pretty much just happened to be marketers. So what happened is, as people added them, Facebook recommended that they add me too. I've had people with 1,000 friends in common with me ask me to become their friend. And they might not ever have known who I was. They may not know who I am today. But they're my friend on Facebook. And that gives me an ability to reach out to them, to market to them, to penetrate their mind frame and have them think of me when they think of traffic or SEO. And that's important to me, and it's very important to my business. Now, Facebook's going through all kinds of changes. They've just announced a new email service that has basically privacy built in because they can't email you unless they know you. No spam, no ads, no nothing. Facebook's going to continue to change the game, and it's something that you need to pay attention to. Slide 32 is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a site that provides more opportunity than any other that I know, more than Facebook. You can do Facebook ads. You can do all kinds of stuff. But that's a new frontier. What LinkedIn gives you the power to do, especially if you're in any type of business to business, is reach out to people who are close to you or doing things similar to you. There are 60 million members of LinkedIn. I know people who have built their entire business on LinkedIn's infrastructure, rebuilt entire businesses, because not only are there tons of members, 60 million, these people, they need what you do. They need what you sell. Doesn't matter if it's iPod accessories. And they did something pretty interesting when they saw Yahoo Answers. They added LinkedIn Answers. And it's supposed to be business related. But I've talked to people who've made a lot of money from consulting gigs and all kinds of other stuff just through LinkedIn's Answers portion and giving relevant responses. Slide 33, simple social networking. These sites are built around social networking, so use them to meet others and get to know them. Spamming makes you look stupid, so just don't do it. Look at the menu bar on any of these sites to figure out specifically what you can use to reach your customers. What I mean by menu bar is the navigation. Dig around through the website. If your customers are there and you can reach them without being a dirty spammer, it's worth doing. Otherwise, just play around with stuff. Get creative. You don't need an ebook teaching you where you can go on Facebook. Look. Look at their help section. Any of these sites want you to interact with people on their sites. Just don't be a spammer. It's pretty simple. Never forget about their paid ads. Facebook ads are this new big thing, and you know, I've got to tell you, I just don't see it becoming something just anybody can monetize. Kind of like mobile marketing. Local businesses where people feel at home there, sure, if someone, you know, from my favorite bar sends me a text message saying that there's a special tonight, all I got to do is show them the text message or give them a special code, I may go to the bar. But if Joel Com sends me a text message, I'm going to throw something at him the next time I see him. I don't want a text message from Joel Com. I don't want to be marketed to on my cell phone. If you want to provide value, I'm okay with an ad or two, but I don't want you text messaging me, and I don't want that garbage on Facebook either, so don't tell me you're going to give me the article marketing secret when I know more than you. And I'm sure many of you have thought similar things. So keep that in mind and be creative. Limit your time on the sites or you'll end up addicted and never get anything done. Most importantly, probably the most important thing I say to you tonight is never be afraid to take a stand. Just be prepared for the response. What I mean by that is that you're going to see dumb people do dumb things. That's the way social networks work, because people see the ability to reach other people, and they lose their minds and get stupid. And it happens all the time. Someone really needs to do something extremely stupid for them to rub me the wrong way to a point where I'm going to stand up and say, you know what, you're a jerk. But I've done it before, and I've done it well, because I went into it with one thing in mind, my customers. And that's the best lesson I could ever give you. Everything that you do on the internet can be viewed by your customers. So always put their benefit first. Slide 34, podcasting. What we're looking at is one of the top podcast directories, Podomatic. And if you look, you can see for affiliate marketing, there were 25 results. And the thing with podcasting is that many one-hit wonders exist out there. The key is consistency. Let's move on to slide 35. The key is consistency in podcasting often. Tell people how often you're going to podcast and stick to it, which is something I'm really bad at. Just being dead honest. However, I discovered something recently that is forcing me to rethink my podcasting laziness. I did all of the things I've shown you so far and even more that I'm about to show you when I released my one of my new products recently. I did it myself. I went out there and I did a podcast. I did a new blog. I wrote a bunch of articles. I created a bunch of videos and I put them out there and I took over Google. And I watched over a period of about a month. And I watched the search rankings kind of change, go up and down, mix up a little bit. And I just watched because I knew I'd put out thousands of links. So as I'm watching, I'm noticing a type of site slide up and sneak into the top 10 for the term traffic magnet strategy. My podcast. Podcast directories dominated Google for that term. And you'll see, last I looked, there were like 6 million results. When I started, there were 96,000. Now, do I think I did all those millions of results? Probably not. I did do a lot of them, and I'm not going to check to see if they're all me. However, my lesson to you is that a podcast is one of the most important things you can put out. So I'm going to tell you now how you can do it and set it up. Podcasts are no different from anything else. Post them all over the place. Put them on blogs. Put them in podcast directories, whatever you can do. Set up your podcast on a WordPress blog with the PodPress plugin. If you go into Settings, PodPress, you can set up your podcast there. You want to have a nice logo. You don't want to use their little Mighty Mouse thing that they've got. And you want to be descriptive. Use your basic keyword terms and watch. Podcast directories absolutely crush it in Google. Use intro music to add professionalism to your work. Submit your podcast to iTunes immediately. It is the most important place to list your podcast. While the Apple's podcast directory is not the best performing one, it's still a really important place to be. And getting a link from Apple.com could never be a bad thing. Interview experts for immediate credibility with your audience and theirs. Nobody would turn you down for the ability to get free exposure. Doesn't matter, you know, unless we're talking like Donald Trump, you can get this interview. All you have to do is find a way to contact the individual and ask for it. I remember back in the day, Howie Schwartz interviewed Seth Godin. There was no problem there. He was happy to do it. Just ask. Last but not least, and probably most importantly, there's a free audio editor you can use. The name of the software is Audacity, Audacity. And there's a special plugin that you'll need to use. But your best bet is to use all the plugins. They have them in one big, massive plugin set. But the name of the plugin is called Lame. Yes, kind of a lame name, but you need that plugin to be able to export your audio file in MP3 format. Okay, I'm moving on to page 36, blogging. Blogging is similar to podcasting, where the key is always consistency. You want to blog often, and you want to be consistent. So if you're going to post your blog every 48 hours, then post every 48 hours. The best place to host a word or a blog is on WordPress on your domain because it's so customizable. You can do anything as far as looks. I've seen people turn WordPress into sales pages. I've seen them turn it into membership sites. WordPress is so customizable that it can be almost anything that you want, and it can look almost any way that you want. The key is that any blog is a search engine magnet because of the way that it's built. Now, Twitter. Twitter is just blogging. It's a little bit different, but it's still just blogging. There's a Twitter strategy that had me floored because I didn't think of it first, which usually irks me. I saw some of the biggest, excuse the term, douchebags with 100,000 followers, and I could not figure it out. And I watched these guys, and they did nothing but irritate me to the core. I was like vibrating. They were bugging me so much. I'd unfollow them, and then I looked again, and they had another 20,000 followers. I'm wondering, what is going on? Well, many of them were using the whole auto-follow thing where they'd follow 1,000 people, 500 would follow them back, and they'd unfollow the rest. And there were many others that just became an authority, and I didn't understand why. And I watched what they were putting out, and they were just putting out jokes and quotes. And, you know, I remembered the viral video stuff that I've been teaching since before I ever used Twitter. And it's the same concept. So how can you guys do that? Well, find a bunch of quotes and go to socialoomph.com and schedule them. I check into Twitter and Facebook a total of 10 to 15 minutes a day. I use a combination of Hootsuite, S-U-I-T-E.com, and ping.fm to put out all my updates to all the social media sites that I'm on, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, and a bunch of others. Ping.fm does that, but Hootsuite integrates with ping.fm, and I can also check Twitter. You see, on Facebook, I have 4,000 friends, but on Twitter, I'm only following about 400. So it's much more manageable, and I can actually see what my friends are saying. So for me, Hootsuite is more important. Now, Facebook, if someone responds to me, it ends up on my wall. So it's very easy to follow. I just go look at my profile. If no one said anything, I go and leave again. The key is to be an attractor. Don't push yourself in anyone's face. You don't need to go out and become friends with 100 people on Facebook every day or 100 people on Twitter. There's one other strategy for Twitter that's really powerful, and that's to talk to the mavericks in your market. Talk to the people that already have the authority that you want to have. If they say something of relevance or if they post to their blog, say something to them. Now, you only got 140 characters, of course. However, you can usually say quite a bit if you're creative in 140 characters. And you can do that. It's not that hard. You'll see on the same page, I've got Squidoo and HubPages. Now, Twitter is obviously quite different from Squidoo and HubPages. But the point of having them all on the same page is that they're all variations on blogging. That's it. They're blogging sites. Squidoo and HubPages are basically blogs on crack, focused on a single topic. So if you were to compare your WordPress blog to a Squidoo lens, your WordPress blog would have tags and categories to separate stuff. Well, your Squidoo lens is supposed to be based on one main idea. You can still use tags, but there aren't categories, and you can't build it out the same way. So why not take a couple of your best blog posts, spin them a little bit, and put them up on Twitter as a lens based on one idea? It's an idea of repurposing content, and it's really, really valuable. Put some of your YouTube videos that are based on that idea there, etc., etc., etc. These sites all rank insanely well in Google because they have some really important things in common. And that's it. They are blogs at the core. What does a blog give you that's different from a standard website? Well, as stated earlier, you get an RSS feed. But let's move on to 38, the blogging domination system. This is exactly how I got that authority listing on ross-goldberg.com, by following this. And honestly, I got lazy about it after a while. I didn't do all of it every single time. So if you do, it should work even faster than it did for me. Begin posting and get a brand new blog up to 5 posts as soon as possible. If you already have more than 5 posts, just move on. Ping after every post. Now, I'm going to tell you something that most people wouldn't. Don't do anything but Ping-O-Matic and the built-in pinging in WordPress. Why would I say that? Because the more sites you ping, the more those URLs that you're pinging to are going to change. They change all the time. So here's what I do. I just leave Ping-O-Matic in my WordPress.com blog. And then I go to sites like ipings.com and ping almost immediately after my post goes live. Because what happens is Ping-O-Matic has about 22 sites built in. iPings has about 45. Any crossover I've got where the same sites are on both of them, and there's at least 10 to 12 of them, it'll think it was an accident if I post quickly. If I wait 15 minutes, then they'll think I'm a spammer and they'll block my blog. They won't index it. So you've got to ping very quickly. So as soon as my post goes up, I'll go to ipings.com. They're the ones that will stay up on the pinging URL for these sites, so I don't have to. Then I'll social bookmark every post and use my keywords as tags. I submit my RSS feed to RSS and blog directories. RSS feeds are awesome because you get instantaneous links when you post something new to your blog. I'll comment on high traffic blogs with relevant thoughts, and this is something I don't do often because the benefit really isn't all that much there. You can get some traffic, but the link benefit doesn't exist. Submit your blog to standard web directories. Most of them have added blog categories, so you can do that. And encourage interaction on your blog by responding to comments from people that visit your blog often. And what happens is you build raving fans, and that's never a bad thing. Having people love you is exactly what your blog is for. So, page 39, rocking with RSS. You probably don't know it, but you get an RSS feed from tons of sites that you'll be using to market your business. Easing Articles, Twitter, Squidoo, HubPages, and tons of others. Always submit your feed to as many directories as you can because every inbound link is a good thing. Slide number 40. This is probably the most important thing I could do for you tonight because I'm sure most of you are drooling after all this stuff that I've gone over. I call this the overwhelm eliminator. Pick any two traffic generation items for each day of the week and do them. Submit an article, submit a video, whatever you've got to do. Create the video, write the article, etc. Get it out there. Two of them every day. Feel free to take a day off every week. I don't know about you, but I find myself working every single day. I'm getting better at it, but still, 7 days a week. Don't be crazy like me. Feel free to take a day off. That gives you 12 traffic-generating tasks per week. At the end of the year, 624 more chances to reach one of your customers. If you make at least 10 of those tasks, be content-focused. Let's say you've got to manage your paid ad campaigns. You've got to buy some blog ads. That can be 2 out of your 10, but focus on content because it lasts forever. It doesn't ever go away. Once Google finds it, it stays there, and it just works for you. Now, normally when you submit a piece of content, it's going to get you more results in the beginning than later. However, what's the worst thing that happens? You get 1 or 2 visitors a day from an article? It's still an extra 700 visitors a year. And if you do 10 of those a day, think about that. It's huge. So let's move on to slide 41. Now, that's all there is to it, right? No, not even close. 42, there's viral marketing, forum marketing, joint ventures, managing an affiliate program, content and copy, pay-per-click, banners, easy ads, free report distribution, software, classifieds, link baiting, mobile applications, outsourcing, contest marketing, offline marketing. Now, I'm the go-to guy when it comes to down and dirty SEO and traffic advice. Matt Basak had me speak at his IM Summit this last weekend, and he was sitting there taking notes while I talked. Mike Filzaim has referred me to people like Rich Sheffrin, who I helped with his social media report. Now I can't even think of the name. I've done webinars for Mike Filzaim's people. And obviously, I was vice president of marketing for StomperNet, so Brad Fallon listens to me too. I happen to write their sales letter that brought in $2 million in revenue. Keith Wellman turns to me. Harris Fellman with his goofy costumes. Eric Stafford, who's become one of my best friends. Johnny Andrews, these people come to me for my help. Yet, I turned most of them away so I could be here with you guys. Now, it would take me a month to teach you all that I know, and that's sitting in one room 8 hours a day. Nobody can teach this to you as well as I can because I do it every single day. Most of the others, it's based on hypothesis and theory. I'm here in the trenches doing the exact same things you should be doing every day to figure out exactly what works and be sure that you're only wasting your time on the right things. Nobody gets what makes this work like me, because what most people don't know is I have nearly a complete degree in psychology, a bachelor's, and an associate's degree in marketing. So I knew this stuff before I got here. So I talk about how I got started and got lucky. Well, you know what? It was some dumb luck. But it was also a little bit of skill too. And most importantly, you can make this work and you can get the traffic you need. I've just given you just about all the ammunition you could need to get it done. Now, I learned some really important things from my time in StomperNet. Ebooks don't work, software doesn't work, and communities don't work. Number 46, they all work when used together as a system. It's the combination of those things that makes a difference and makes it easier to succeed. And when I left StomperNet, I knew that I had to put together something that covered those ideas, to put together something that would help my prospects, my customers. Number 47, I created the best spinner online today, and there's a reason that I say that. There are other spinners that do different things. I know the best spinner has a user-generated thesaurus. That's pretty cool. Outside of the fact that if you're spinning by word, you're doing it wrong. Wrong. Google has identified has created an algorithm that will identify the length of a piece of content. If it sees a bunch of words different and the article is the same length talking about the same concept, LSI stuff, blah, 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 you know what? It's way more advanced than I need to know, but I'll tell you that if the length of the article is similar, it's going to slap it down and knock it to page 943. You must spin by sentence, and you must vary the length of those sentences to get the best possible results. You must. Every other content spinner focuses on articles. That's great, but what about everything else you have to do to market your business? Videos, press releases, podcasts, RSS, social bookmarks, classifieds, web directories, and there's a bunch of other stuff. The Spin Wizard allows you to spin those things as well, so you get better results from everything that you do. You don't have to know any goofy code. It does that part for you, and you can copy and paste it directly into the other traffic generation software programs I've got and just click go and make your life easy. You can see Spin Wizard here. This is literally the directions from right inside the software. There's the project name on the top left. You can cycle through the type of content, and then for every different piece of each piece of content, all you do is click Start Wizard, and it takes you through it sentence by sentence. You can spin individual words and different phrases. That's optional and there for you, because we wanted to make sure that the users had what they needed and what was easiest for them. But if you're just spinning by word, it's not the best way to do it. We are building in a thesaurus in the next few weeks, because we've had tons of people asking for one. So while I don't believe that it's necessary, it's what you guys believe that matters. So slide 49, Link Wheel, just released this. It's fully automated, and it builds link wheels for you. You copy and paste an article out of the Spin Wizard, create a Gmail account, and click go, and it does everything. It fills in CAPTCHA forms and verifies email addresses. You don't have to do anything. Even better, the results from link wheels are starting to decline. So we know that. Those of you that know me know that I'm on top of things like that. That's what you trust me for. So we built in the ability to do mini link wheels and link them all together. And the results have been through the roof. You literally choose 5 or 6 sites for a piece of content, create your link wheel, then copy in another piece of content, create it, and click a button and link them together. It's that simple. That's it. Then when you're done, you click ping and it just goes. It sends out every RSS feed and pings every new Web 2.0 property to build 22 links to each one. Now, just to be perfectly clear, this is the only one that does not work on a Mac automatically. You have to be running Windows on it. It's very simple to use. We built in a setup wizard. The installation's simple now, which it wasn't at one point. The point is that we listen. I listen, my programmers listen, and we're turning all these different software programs into some amazing things. LinkWheel is going to have over 50 sites built in soon. We're building in social bookmarking and a couple of other really cool things into it. So it's fully automated. Again, fully automated. The traffic magnet. Now, this is semi-automated submission. It submits videos, articles, podcasts, press releases, RSS feeds, social bookmarks, classified ads, and web directories. Hosted blog sites will be added in later. We actually pushed them back so we could get in social network profile creation and free PDF directories like scribe.com. Semi-automation saves you time, yet lets you retain the control you need to be sure that your content goes out the way that makes you look smart in the eyes of your prospects. It spins any text for any type of submission on two separate levels. There are well over 3,500 sites built in, and you can add new ones and have them autofill. It's a simple one-minute process to do it, and no other software lets you do that. Mine does. If a form doesn't autofill, two clicks and you can get it filled in. And it works on any computer. This is specifically designed to dominate Google's universal search. Now, I'm on page 52. On the bottom right is where you click, and then you click inside a form, any type of site, makes no difference, and it fills right in. You don't have to copy, paste, or anything else. This software dominated the heck out of the term traffic magnet strategy. Actually, this system, I did use LinkWheel as well, and it just took over. 6 million results. When I first started, there were 94,000. The next software, Tracker, it's very simple. It finds the hidden gold in your statistics that most don't even know are there. You follow the simple steps, and a pretty report gives you exact direction on how to increase your traffic. Page 54, you can see the report that it creates. It's a simple wizard. Asks you questions, you put in numbers from your statistics that you can get in your cPanel or from Google Analytics and just plug them in. You can also identify keyword terms. You tell it where it ranks, where you rank for those different terms, and the report literally gives you direction. Build more links with this term. It tells you that you can get more traffic by taking the term that's listed on page 3, number 3, and raising it. It's powerful. Then there's the training. Every month, get 60 to 90 minutes of fresh new traffic tactics, and these are just some of the things that I go through. Anything new in traffic that's coming up, if there's something hot, I'm going to talk about it. The things that didn't work or they told you wouldn't, it's garbage. Everything works for somebody somewhere. One site where I'll take one site and break it down, make it simple, and show you exactly how to use it to get traffic. Then there's the just do this. For instance, what I just told you about podcast directories. It's killer. And yes, it takes a whopping hour to set up a podcast on a WordPress blog. An hour. You know what? I'll trade an hour of my time to take over Google. And then there's the monthly Maverick. I use some of the footage that I get from my buddies, because they're doing things I'm not doing. If they can help you, I'm going to make sure that I can get something from them to help you more. And then there's more training. These are systems that I've created in the past that I'm making available to my customers. The Rank Faster system, designed to have you dominating your market by ranking in Google faster than most experts would tell you is even possible. It's a $200 value. The Revolution Workshop, where me, Simon Leung, Lee Collins, and Ben Mack tore apart businesses and helped people put them back together. Simon took apart someone's AdWords campaign, put it back together. Lee Collins showed exactly how he took online marketing projects and took them offline. Ben Mack built someone's Legend platform live on video. And you get all that stuff. I did SEO, social media, traffic, everything that I know was dropped like a mind bomb. Two unreleased workshop recordings, one on social media and one on product creation. And then there's my traffic mastery system, which is a five-part system that covers the strategies that have driven the most traffic for me over the last 5 years. And then there's the handholding. Now, this isn't the ability to email me every day. This isn't the ability to have my cell phone number and call me to ask for help. However, this is limited access to me and total access to a community where I check in 2 to 4 times a day and help you with the things that you're getting stuck on. There are 2 group mastermind calls per month and 1 call-in day where we talk one-on-one. And because I want to do something special, I'm going to give the entire set of DVDs for all of my master seminars. There were 6 of them. And I want to be sure that I can get this out to help you more, because the content that was given in these seminars was ridiculously valuable, because people were so scared of me most of the time because I was still pretty darn violent that they knew that they had to give my customers the best content they had. Not all of them were scared of me. A couple of them were bigger than me. Point being, killer content on every single topic imaginable. All right, we're finally down to 59. Up until Saturday at noon, I'm going to give lifetime access to both of my software programs. That's Link Wheel and Traffic Magnet. Okay? That also includes the VIP level of Traffic Magnet that is an upsell, which is currently $97 a month, $60 for access to me, and then $37 for the software. Now, I'm guaranteeing anybody that signs up for this 2 years of activity. That's $2,500 value, not counting any of the bonuses, which, by the way, the values I put on them are what they actually sell for, not some inflated smoking garbage that you would hear from otherwise. There's also my Video Cash Machine 2.0 video, my Traffic Trinity video. There's 21,000 jokes and quotes you can use with social oomph to get traffic and followers from Twitter. Plus, anyone that grabs this before Saturday at noon is going to get a full DVD full of motion video backgrounds and royalty-free audio to use in their marketing, which is worth easily $1,000 if you bought it yourself. So the bottom line, to see what this is going to run you for lifetime access to both software programs and VIP coaching from me, go to mustclickhere.com/VIP. I'm going to type it into the comments section so you guys can see it. So go ahead and check that out. And again, I can only accept a few people for this because I need people to be on the monthly versions of the program. Anyone that's not on there is going to end up costing me money in the long run. So I hope sincerely that you take me up on this, because I can't keep this open forever. It's a special deal because I respect you guys. I'm thrilled that you're here. And thanks so much for being on the call. That's the end. I'll be in the room for another maybe 10 minutes to pay attention to the comment section. And thank you guys so much for being here. Again, that was mustclickhere.com/VIP. Have a great night, guys, and I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.